your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
feel I'm on top again, baby. That's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Nothing but a thought.
Tell me why ain't nothing.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's rivalry matchup between the host Baraboo Thunderbirds and the Beavers of Reedsburg. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Goodell. John, how are you this Friday evening?
I am doing fantastic, and I am looking forward to this matchup. You know, you can throw out the records, and you can throw out the scores of the games leading up to this. This is going to be a dogfight either way, I think. So.
No doubt. The Beavers come in at 4-2 overall, 0-2 in the Badgers small under Coach Ty Horkin. Thunderbirds come in at 4-5. They are 1-2 in conference play under Coach Tyler Fish. These two teams split their two meetings last year, with the road team winning both games, Baraboo winning 66-58 at Reedsburg, and the Beavers taking a 69-58 decision here at Baraboo High School last season. So you would take from that evenly matched programs last year. We're about to find out if that's the case again this season, John.
Yeah, you know, both teams come in. Reedsburg comes in with a record of 4-2. So far, and the Thunderbirds come in, I believe, at 4-5. So we've played a couple more games than them, maybe a little bit more tested. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to this matchup. I think we're going to find out a lot about the Thunderbird team tonight, too.
You bet. As for our visitors, they're coming off a couple of wins at a just-a-game fieldhouse tournament last weekend, including a tight 59-57 win over Wisconsin Rapids. One thing we were looking at going into this game is whether the Beavers' leading scorer, Alex Southworth, would be in the lineup. He missed this weekend's games after suffering a nose injury in practice. He is out for pregame warm-ups wearing a mask, so we would take that to mean that he'll be out there at least in some capacity tonight.
Yeah, and a nose injury can be a tough one because you can experience a lot of pain, and you know that's something that could get bumped around during a game too. So
we'll keep an eye on that and see how that goes as the game progresses. As for the host, the Thunderbirds, their last game was a victory as well. They beat the Dodgeville Dodgers at 62-47 on Saturday. Of course, John, you and I saw them the night before. Their last home contest was a defeat, but they followed that up the very next day with a win versus Dodgeville.
Yeah, and the Thunderbirds this year, it's kind of been an up-and-down season for them a little bit, but they've been in every game. They play really hard, and they play really pretty solid defense overall. You know, so it's early in the season yet, but we are past that midpoint, and I guess it's not so early in the season.
We're into
anymore.
Conference play in the new year, absolutely. Well, the T-Birds come in averaging 59 points per game. We'll see if they can have that level of success and proficiency here tonight. As for the Beavers, their leading scorers, like I mentioned, Alex Southworth leads them with nearly 23 points a game, followed by Danny Pickle at 18 points a game and Bo Bester at 6 points a game.
Another thing that kind of jumped out at me when I was looking at the rosters for today's game is the size. They have a lot of players 5'11", 6' and above. They've got a 6'5", Luke Birch. They have a 6'4", Ian McClure, and a 6'6", Jonah Williams. So they have some height in the post.
You bet. And they also, both teams have some key performers who were critical to the outcomes in the meetings last year. For example, Southworth scored 13 in one of the matchups versus the T-Birds and 27 here at Baraboo last season.
And I remember that game, and he just was unstoppable that night. So hopefully that won't be the case tonight for the Thunderbirds. But.
And for the T-Birds, no surprise, Alex Hannigan was among the leading scorers in both of those matchups, scoring 19 points at Reedsburg and 11 points in the game here. And in fact, one of the top scorers, as you might imagine, was Ross Legal, who of course has graduated, but I see him in the stands tonight. You know, with him playing football at Northern Illinois, they had big news today. Northern Illinois is going to join the Mountain West Conference.
Wow, nice.
So we have a little local tie-in with Baraboo's own Ross Legal being a member of the Huskies football team.
And it's not hard to spot Ross amongst the crowd because he kind of stands above.
When you're 6'8". All right, with this, we're going to turn it over to the Baraboo High School Band for the National Anthem.
Thank you.
as they prepare to announce tonight's starting lineups down on the court at Melvin F. Huth Gymnasium. That's my cue to turn it over to John Gannell for tonight's starting lineups.
Well, first for the visitors from Reedsburg, they are led by Bo Bester, a 5'11 senior, Danny Pickle, a 6'2" senior, Will Mykonowicz, a 6' junior, Winston Alonzo, a 6'2" junior, and Alex Southweth, a 6'2" senior. For the Thunderbirds, they're led into battle tonight by Tanner Geckerman, a 6'2" junior, Carter Rivas, a 5'11 sophomore, Alex Hannigan, a 6'2" senior, Dan Olson, a 6'4" senior, and Brady Bauer, a 6'2" freshman.
As you might imagine, for this long-standing rivalry between these two schools and these two communities, we have a robust crowd here at Baraboo High School for tonight's game. For those who just joined us, my name is Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be joined by the beloved John Gannell. You know, John, I had the occasion, believe it or not, I actually did a little prep work for a change. I got in touch with some of the coaching staff, get an idea of, you know, keys for tonight's game, and here's the response I got. I think it's going to be a tight game. Could go either way. The key is if the Thunderbirds can settle down, if they can rotate the ball, get their Beavers defense moving before they attack, that'll be the key. Whereas with Reedsburg, if they're able to get offensive rebounds, that could lead them to victory. I think the offensive glass or keeping the Beavers off the offensive glass could be a big key tonight.
Well, I appreciate you doing that because you know I wasn't going to do it. So that gives us a lot of insight.
I figured I would catch you off guard. And I happened to bump into a Reedsburg parent earlier today who mentioned the Alec Southworth's injury in practice about a week ago. Well, he's out there. He's going to jump center versus Dan Olson. He's wearing a black mask. The visiting Beavers wearing their road navy blue jerseys and shorts, T-Birds in their whites, and the tip is won by the Thunderbirds. Tipped from Olson to Hannigan. They're going to move to our left as we face the court. We are underway. Beavers showing man-to-man defense. T-Birds working the ball around the perimeter. Hannigan on the drive. Gets to the left block. Kisses off the glass. Too strong. Olson with the offensive rebound and put back. No good. Rebound to the Beavers. That's Mykonowicz. Fires up court. That's Southworth. Whirling. Shooting. Missing. But Reedsburg able to regather. Get a second chance opportunity. Shot off the glass, no good for Pickle. Carter Rivas has got it. Hands to Hannigan. We are still scoreless.
Looks like there's a lot of alumni in the crowd tonight. So
well,
that's
just it. With this still being sort of that college break time, got a lot of alumni here. And there's Hannigan operating in the lane. Turnaround jumper. Too strong, no good. Mykonowicz grabs another rebound. Gets it up court. Beavers will set up their half-court offense. Thunderbirds also playing man-to-man.
A couple of easy shot opportunities weren't successful. Got to get those little early game jitters out.
Beavers, corner three. Off the mark. No good for Bo Bester.
Brady Bauer reading the rebound that time.
Hannigan's going to set things up. Works it over to Rivas, left wing. Finds Bauer in the corner. He's going to fire from distance. A little long off the rim. No good. Rebound to Southworth. He'll bring it up as well, crossing the timeline, kicking it over to Bester.
Apparently they didn't loosen that rim up enough in warm-ups.
Apparently not. We are all scoreless here. 16 and a half to go in the first half. Reedsburg looking to draw first blood. Southworth in the lane, loses it briefly, but regains, shoots, misses. Bauer's got the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. They've got a 5-on-4 advantage. Olson kicks out to Rivas. Left wing, three ball. Just too strong off the rim, no good. Batted around, and it's out of bounds off Reedsburg. The Thunderbirds will keep it. They're going to inbound from the end line.
Well, a couple good looks from beyond the arc for the Thunderbirds. Just haven't been able to knock them down
right yet.
You
hope the law of averages will catch up, right? Some of these good looks at the hoop will start to drop. Hannigan, beautiful inbound pass. Finds a wide-open Dan Olson for two under the hoop. And we have points. Baraboo leads Reedsburg 2-0. Reedsburg looks to answer, instead turns it over. That pass is off the hands of Winston Alonso. And that's a young man we're going to see in baseball season this spring, John. Winston Alonso and his brother, of course, have had great baseball careers for the Beavers. We'll see them
his
at Mary
Pete
Roundtree.
His brother Pete Alonso has had a great career for the Mets.
Oh, don't even use that name. It's still too soon. Under 16 to go, first half. Baraboo leads 2-0, and there's another turnover. Baraboo's pass is intercepted. Hannigan's pass intended for Olson was picked off. Alonso grabs it and is fouled.
Tough spot to get that pass. a lot of traffic in that area, and it wasn't a high success rate pass.
That's a tough handle for sure.
Johnny Moon checking in for the Thunderbirds.
So Hannigan's going to take a seat. Reedsburg still looking for their first points. Here's Southworth looking to drive again. He's been active. Here's a little turnaround fadeaway. It rolls around the rim and in. And we are tied at 2. Southworth comes in averaging nearly 23 a game. Carter Rivas now with the controls with Hannigan on the bench.
Well, that injury doesn't seem to be bothering him at the moment.
It doesn't. Here's a kick out to Geckerman. Top of the key, 3-ball off the backboard and good for a Thunderbolt. The Baraboo State Bank shot, open extended hours. Do your banking Friday night. It's 5-2 Baraboo. Bull Bester now on the penetration. Picks it up. Gets it to Pickle. Pickle's looking to drive. Lane, right side. Shot attempt, no good. Bauer snatches the rebound. Finds Rivas. T-Birds with an opportunity to build on an early lead. Rivas to penetrate. Loose ball. It's going to be out of bounds off Rivas to the Beavers. Turnover. All right, we got a sub for Reedsburg coming in. Luke Virch, the big 6'5" junior center, checks in. He replaces Alonso.
And Hannigan checks back in for the Thunderbirds, replacing Moon.
Beavers trailing by 3. Working their half-court offense. Virch just in the game, picks up his dribble. And that ball is turned over off the hands of Southworth, maybe off his knee, out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Well, quite a few turnovers here in the early going.
This has not been a thing of beauty in the early going part. Baraboo 5, Reedsburg 2, 14 and a half to go first half. This is a Badger small conference matchup. Thunderbirds looking for their first win in conference play. Beavers, I should say their second win in conference play, and there's a nice bucket. Dan Olson scores again.
Dan doing a nice job just attacking the basket there. No hesitation going to the hoop.
Olson scoring on a drive into the paint. It's 7-2 Baraboo. Hannigan with a near steal, but Southworth is able to gather for Reedsburg. He wants to penetrate as well. Another spin move into the lane. That shot rolls off the rim. Virch grabs the offensive rebound and kicks it out. Southworth's going to fire for 3. Left wing. Bounces off the rim. No good.
Well, he's not shy about putting it up.
Certainly isn't. Olson rebounds. His pass is nearly picked off, but Rivas is able to get to the hoop. Shot attempt no good. Virch rebounds. Gets it to Pickle. Pickle wants to go coast to coast. That ball is knocked free. It's off his leg. Out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. And we may have a technical foul here.
There were some words exchanged there.
Yeah, the player had some words with the referee on the end line, and he may get away with a warning here.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Pickle. I think from the body language, he was half a second from issuing technical foul and thought differently of it. 7-2 Baraboo. Thunderbirds are going to walk it up. Once again, they're moving to our left.
I think that was a good no call there, to be honest with you.
I mean, he definitely went and had something to say to the ref, but if it wasn't disrespectful language, that's okay. Just to tell him to chill out. John Moon on the dribble, looking to work around a Bauer screen. Instead, he kicks over to Olson beyond the arc. They're going to reset with Hannigan. Hannigan on the dribble. Finds Olson. Little backdoor cut, right block, kisses it off the glass with the left hand. Look out, Dan Olson has 6. The Thunderbirds lead 9-2.
Nice start for the senior tonight.
Will McConowitz drives, kicks. Brandt finds Bester, swings it over to Virch at the top of the key. 3-ball, left wing, rattles out. No good for Pickle. Olson grabs a rebound and draws a foul as well.
Boy, Dan's been active on both ends of the floor, driving to the basket on the offensive end and getting up and getting some rebounds on
the
defensive end.
He sure has. Well, I'd say both teams have been aggressive and active. The shots haven't been dropping like probably either side would like. Baraboo ball. Looking to build on an early lead, 9-2. Hannigan drives the lane, kicks out. Finds Geckerman, fakes the 3, picks it up at the baseline. The Thunderbirds swing it around. 12 and a half to go. Hannigan again drives, gets to the left block.
Boy,
he is fouled on the way up.
If they wouldn't have called that one,
Bester wanted a jump, but
pretty
I don't
obvious.
Think so.
That's going to be Bester's first foul, first team foul.
Hannigan got jumped, and he's going to shoot 2. Looks like Rivas is going to re-enter the game after this first free throw attempt.
Well, that's the second team foul.
And we're going to have Isaiah Romano-Thompson making his first appearance tonight as well. The free throw rattles out. No good. So Rivas and Romano-Thompson check in. They replace Geckerman and Bauer. Baraboo 9, pending the free throw. Make it 10 as Hannigan sinks it for his first point. Baraboo 10, Reedsburg 2. The Beavers looking to get the lid off the hoop here in the first half. On the drive, that's Mykonowicz. Kicks it to Brandt. Nice pass and cut and finish. Bo Bester scores in the lane on a nice dish. It's 10-4.
Yeah, he did a nice job moving without the basketball that time, and the passer made a nice pass into the lane.
Baraboo looks to answer. Rivas, the two-man game with Olsen. Give and go. And Olsen finishes with the left hand at the left block. Big first half for the Baraboo big man. He has 8. It's 12-4 Thunderbirds. Virch on the right wing, looking for a teammate. Fires cross court. Finds Pickle. I should say, finds Wells. Now Bester at the top of the key, looking to work around the screen. Wells now on the right wing. Finds
nice
Brandt.
Defensive stand by the Thunderbirds, not making anything easy for Reedsburg.
Sure is. Nice pass by Brandt on a backdoor cut by Wells, but that shot looked like it was blocked. Thunderbirds come away with the loose ball. They lead by 8, looking to go up double digits. But before that, a travel. Oh, and he had just dished to Rivas, who sunk a 3, but the whistle had already blown. Turnover, Baraboo.
Yeah, I think he kind of carried the ball that time.
He did, and the Lincoln Benish checks in for the Beavers. And we have Bear Lefevre checking in for Baraboo, replacing John Moon. Brady Bauer returns. He'll replace Dan Olsen, so Olsen will get his first break. He's had a big first half. Alec Southworth is going to return, replacing Virch. It'll be Reedsburg ball. They're going to inbound from the sideline. Just over 11 minutes to play in the first half. Beavers trail by 8. Bester looking to drive on Rivas. Picks it up. Finds Southworth. Swinging it around. There's Benish in the lane. He's double teamed on the right block. Finds a teammate. Beavers going to work it around. A lot of contact. Bester's going to fire a 3 from the top of the key. That's too long. No good. Rebound grabbed by Rivas. Tries the bounce pass. It's tipped away by Lincoln Benish, which is a break for the T-Birds. Out of bounds off Reedsburg.
And he had Bear Lefevre that time open. He just a
missed
little
him.
Late.
Yep. He was there, but yeah, a little late. Luckily, it's for the Thunderbirds anyway. It's knocked out of bounds by Reedsburg. End line inbound for the T-Birds. That's kicked. We'll do it again. Hannigan at the controls, looking to make the inbound. Underneath the Thunderbirds basket. Ooh, his pass just out of the grip of Lefevre.
That was a little awkward possession. You could tell he was getting close to that 5 count, getting a little nervous. He had
passes
him open.
Out of bounds, goes to the Beavers. Yeah, so 2 pass attempts. Hannigan trying to find Lefevre. They couldn't connect either time. Beavers ball. Slow start offensively tonight for Reedsburg. But here's a 3-point look from the left wing. That's good. 3 ball for Lincoln Benish. The Beavers' first triple, and it's 12-7, Baraboo. Ticking down the 10 minutes to play, first half. Thunderbird ball, leading by 5. Led by as many as 8. Rivas on the drive. Kick out. Lefevre. Now he wants to drive. Stop and pop from the free throw line. Shot attempt blocked, but we got a foul. A push. Bear Lefevre is going to shoot 2.
That's going to go against Drew Brandt. That is his first, team 3rd.
It's been a bit of a tractor pull, but we got ourselves a tight ball game, 12-7. As Bear Lefevre fires his first free throw, that is pure for his first point. Second attempt, rolls out, no good. Beavers rebound. That's Southworth. Finds Bester. Reedsburg trails by 6. They've got the ball. Brandt's pass for Wells is off his fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover to the Thunderbirds. Danny Pickle is going to return.
Another unforced error for the Beavers that time.
Pickle replaces Brandt. And we have Mike Konowitz checking in, replacing Wells. And for the Thunderbirds, somebody just checked in. Who was it?
Dan Olson checked
in. Olson returned. Thank you so much. Dan Olson back in for the T-Birds. Carter Rivas on the dribble, left wing. Finds Olson at the Thunderbird logo. He'll get it to Hannigan, right wing. A little give and go. Those two working a two-man game. Olson looking to drive. One-on-one versus Pickle. Lefty flip off the backboard. Oh, my. Dan Olson. Half a first half. He's in double digits.
Looks like a man possessed when he gets the ball in his hands.
Baraboo 15, Reedsburg 7. Mike Konowitz looking to kick out, but commits a traveling violation. Turnover, Reedsburg. Baraboo is going to inbound from the sideline, leading by 8. That matches their largest lead so far tonight. Looks like Winston Alonso is going to check back in.
Well, they're going to have to find an answer for Dan Olson because he's been money all night.
You mentioned the Beavers' height coming in, but so far Olson has ruled the paint on that end. Alonso checks in, replacing Bester. 9 minutes to play. Baraboo 15, Reedsburg 7. Thunderbirds working their half-court offense. Student section getting fired up. It's a whiteout here tonight. Rivas is going to fire left wing. Free ball, a little long off the back iron, no good. Baraboo's been able to build a nice lead without being able to hit the threes.
It's been all post play for Dan Olson tonight, but if you remember in our last matchup, he stood back and knocked down a couple of threes.
He absolutely did. He's got that in the bag now. So they did get Bauer for a foul there.
Second team foul for the Thunderbirds, first for Brady.
Reedsburg basketball. Mike Konowitz drives and kicks to Alonso. Alonso picks up his dribble. Finds Pickle. He wants to dribble drive. Shot. No good. But the rebound to Alonso. Now it's balls on the ground, but they got Hannigan with the foul there. Got him on the arm as they were contending for that rebound. Geckerman is going to return. That is Hannigan's only his first foul. And that's something, too, that I talked with the assistant coaches about, that you need to keep your point guard out of foul trouble, especially in the first half. Geckerman's going to replace Bear Lefevre. Reedsburg inbounds from the end line. They find Alonso right back to Makanowicz for three. That's a brick. Olson with the rebound.
Hands almost got wedged in there that time.
Sure did. Hannigan on the drive, kicks out, and he draws a foul.
I thought they would have to call you in from the crowd to go up there and grab that.
With my mad hops. So that's a foul on the floor. We're not going to shoot. It's going to be an inbound coming up for the T-Birds, but not before Bo Bester returns, replacing Lincoln Benish.
And that foul goes against Will Makanowicz, his first, team fourth.
As you might imagine, our score is 15-7 at 8 minutes left in the first half. It's been a little slow, and yet somehow exciting. Good ball game.
Good start for the Thunderbirds, certainly.
Both teams stand to, if the law of averages hold up, improve their shooting percentages here as we go along. Both teams have had some good open looks, just haven't dropped. Hannigan drives, kicks, Geckerman, three ball, left wing, misses everything. Bo Bester's got the rebound, looking to run. Now he's looking to drive. Oh, nice find. Alonso, can he finish? No. Nice pass, but a tough handle there in the lane. Alonso wasn't ready to shoot it. Baraboo comes away with the rebound. Brady Bauer now looking to drive baseline. Into contact, and that's going to be an offensive foul.
Offensive foul, and that's going to be Brady's second foul.
And Isaiah Romano-Thompson hops up off the bench. He's going to replace Bauer. And we have a vocal Reedsburg contingent letting the Thunderbirds know about it.
Well, I think we're going to get some back and forth with the crowd tonight for both sides.
As long as we don't have a Thunder Chicken appearance. Baraboo leads by 8. 7.5 to go first half. Reedsburg basketball. Bester, right wing. Looking to drive. Passes out of a double team. Mykonowicz, baseline. Flyby. Finds Southworth for 3, left wing. That's good. That'll be big for the Beavers if Southworth can find the range. It's 15-10, Baraboo.
5 points for Southworth so far on the night. We don't want to see him get hot.
Hannigan on the drive, left side. No good. Rebound, Beavers. Pass up court to Southworth. Brilliant pass to Alonso under the hoop for an easy right-hand deuce. It's now a three-point game just like that. Under 7 minutes to play, Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds 15, Beavers 12. Beavers have the momentum. Baraboo looking to answer. Little two-man game, nice dish from Rivas to Romano Thompson. Ooh, he can't finish in traffic, but he comes away with a loose ball. He finds Hannigan for three, left wing, a little short off the rim, no good. Rebound by Makanowicz. Kicks it up to Southworth. He wants to fire again, left wing for three. That's short off the rim, no good. Geckerman had the rebound and draws a foul as well. 6.5 minutes to go. Baraboo leads by three. Lincoln Benish will return. He's going to replace Makanowicz.
That foul is going to go against Makanowicz. It's his second, team fifth.
So the early signs of a little bit of foul trouble here. We got 6.5 to go in the first half. We got Baraboo's finest patrolling the stands. On the lookout for Thunder Chicken. Rivas hands to Geckerman. Geckerman kicks out to Hannigan. Finds Olsen. He's been doing a lot of damage. Now he's working on the left block, working on Alonso. He wants to go to the lefty flip. There it is. No good. Bester with the rebound. They seem to have figured out that Dan is left-handed. They were definitely favoring that side. Bester with a floater to Alonso. Kicks out. That's an open three look for Pickle. Off the bracket, no good. But there's Southworth with a nice rebound, an easy putback with the right hand off the glass. Southworth has seven, leading the Beavers, and it's a one-point game.
Just like that, it's a ball game here.
Thunderbirds 15, Beavers 14. And there's a loose ball. Can the Thunderbirds maintain it? They will. Romano Thompson is Johnny on the spot, picking up that loose ball. Thunderbirds will reset their half-court offense. Rivas hands to Romano Thompson on the right wing. Drives, picks up, and they're going to get him for a travel.
I'm not so sure it looked awkward.
I don't think his foot left the floor.
Yeah, I would agree.
Virch returns, replacing Alonso. So it's a tough call against the T-Birds, but the Beavers have a chance to take what would be their, what, first lead? Or did they lead it 2-0? I'm trying to remember, John. It was so long ago.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they've had a lead yet.
John Moon waits to check in for Baraboo. Pickle on the drive, working on Romano Thompson. Throws up a prayer, no good. Olsen with the rebound, finds Hannigan. Kicks it up court to Geckerman. Geckerman, floater, right hand, no good. Rebound by Southworth. Finds Bester. They run into each other. No damage done. Bester will set up the Beavers' half-court offense. Southworth wants to drive, working on Hannigan. Picks up his dribble, finds Pickle. They get Bester open for a three, left wing. That's good, a triple for Bo Bester. And the Beavers have a two-point lead.
And that's another kid you have to account for because Bester can shoot the ball.
And with that, the Thunderbirds will take a timeout. A 30-second timeout. Our score, Reedsburg 17, Baraboo 15. This brief timeout gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. And as long as we're on a roll, we'll talk about some of the other action in Baraboo High School athletics. The girls basketball team, they're going to be at Portage tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., and they will host Edgewood on Tuesday. So Christy Feld and I will be with you on all these very same channels Tuesday evening for Baraboo Girls versus Edgewood. Girls hockey team hosts Black River Falls tonight. They're going to face Middleton at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday, and they will travel to Viroqua on Thursday.
And I think the girls team coming off a two-game win streak
Very nice. The boys hockey team will host McFarland on Tuesday. The wrestling team has an invitational at Brookfield today and tomorrow. Gymnastics team has a duel at Watertown on Tuesday, and the swimming team has a duel at McFarland on Tuesday. Now that we're through the holiday week, the calendar is stuffed once again. Baraboo basketball. Dan Olson's going to fire for three. Top of the key. Could it be? No, it's off the rim, and it hits part of the basket support. It'll go to the Beavers. I was going to say that might have been a little bit of a heat check. He's had a great first half.
Yeah, but when we talked about him being able to knock down the three.
He does have that range. That would have been a big shot. Instead, it's Reedsburg ball. They lead by two. Southworth dribbles out to the T-Bird logo. Passes up a screen, spins, shoots, kisses it off the glass. Southworth is heating up. He loves that spin move in the lane.
He's got 9 points now for Reedsburg. Thunderbirds. He's used that same spin move a number of times, and we haven't had an answer for it. He gets to the rack.
Thunderbirds need an answer. There's a loose ball knocked around. Who's got it? Pickle picks it up. That's a turnover. Beavers come away with it. Virch hands to Southworth. Beavers look to build on a four-point lead. Pickle driving wildly into the lane, gets called for traveling.
Might have had a little help with that, but...
Right. That's just it. But when you go flying in with no plan, the refs aren't inclined to bail you out. Moon checks out. He's replaced by Bear Lefevre. And we have Drew Brandt returning for the Beavers, replacing Pickle. Thunderbirds are going to pass it in and walk it up. Trailing by 4 points. They led by as many as eight on a couple occasions here early in the first half. But here, as we tick down to 3 minutes, they need an answer. They trail by four. Lefevre drives. Nice dish to Olsen. Kisses it off the glass with the left hand. Dan Olsen has a dozen in the first half, and it's a two-point game.
Stick with that until it doesn't work.
Let's call that play number one. Bester, wild shot off the mark.
Well, he got cut off there, and I think he had nothing, no other choice other than to shoot the ball.
Good defense by the T-Birds. They come away with the rebound as well, and now they're setting up their offense, hoping to tie this game up or maybe even regain the lead. Romano Thompson with a kick out to Hannigan. He's going to slow things down and set it up. Bear Lefevre operating right wing. Works around the screen, gets into the lane, kicks out, but the pass is to no one in particular. Out of bounds, turnover, Baraboo.
Yeah, I think he was hoping to hit Romano Thompson there, but he was on the move. And
nobody there.
Yep.
Ian McClure checks in for Reedsburg, replacing Southworth. Hannigan, or say Geckerman, takes a seat for the T-Birds. He's replaced by Rivas. Reedsburg 19, Baraboo 17. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gannell. Happy to bring you this classic rivalry as we put a bow on the holiday week. And there's a nice pass on a backdoor cut. They find Alonso open. He can't finish with the right hand. Olsen with the rebound. Rivas' pass, though, is picked off by Bester. T-Birds careless in the backcourt. Costs him a turnover. But there's a Reedsburg errant pass. Nearly out of bounds, but Beavers save it. Benish has got it.
Getting a little bit ahead of ourselves that time, I think.
Right.
Just slow it down.
Bester looking for a little give-and-go action. He finds McClure, and that's stolen away. Hannigan's got a run out. Layup attempt, no good. McClure grabs the rebound. But that's stolen right back by Romano Thompson, and there's a foul call. I think that's going to go against McClure. It's going to be Baraboo basketball.
And I think that one's going to be on the floor. Thunderbirds will be inbounding underneath their basket. Sixth team foul, first personal for McClure.
So we'll see if the T-Birds can draw a couple more fouls, maybe do some damage at the line here down the stretch at the end of the first half. We're under 2 minutes to go. Rivas drives. Shot attempt, no good. There's Olsen with the rebound. Put back with the right hand back to the hoop flip. It's that kind of night. Dan Olsen has 14, and we are tied.
I don't know what he had for lunch today, but he should eat it every day.
Whatever he has, I want some. We are all tied at 19, and there's an errant Reedsburg pass. That's another turnover, this one on the end line. Thunderbirds will take it over. And we've got three subs coming in. I think Coach Horkin would like to change things up. Not liking what he's seeing here. Pickle, Southworth, and Mykonowicz return. They replace McClure, Benish, and Brandt. Baraboo basketball.
Chance to regain the lead here for the Thunderbirds.
Minute and a half to go, first half. Hannigan walks it up. Been a spirited affair, as you would expect. Baraboo versus Reedsburg contest. Carter Rivas on the left wing. Dribbling, doing his thing. T-Birds looking for a good shot here, working it around. Lefevre on the drive. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. We've got an update from our vast, vast listenership, John Gannell. It is Luke Virch's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Luke.
Indeed. I'm told that he and Winston Alonso are GRB baseball teammates with our own Peyton Poker. There's a three ball right wing. Romano Thompson, no good. Southworth comes away with the rebound. See, the Reedsburg and Baraboo kids can get along after all, John. It can be done. We're under a minute to go. Tie game. Alonso looking to drive. Picks up his dribble. That's a nice backdoor cut by Pickle, but he can't finish. However, he's there for the offensive rebound and the putback. Pickle scores his first bucket. Reedsburg leads 21-19. Half a minute to go. Will Baraboo hold for the last shot? T-Bird swinging it around. Rivas, little kick out, gathered by Romano Thompson. Rivas, left wing, three ball. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas with a triple that gives the T-Birds a one-point lead. Mikanowicz looking to answer. A spin, a float, a miss. Olsen with the rebound, 7 seconds left. Hannigan's got the ball, one on three. He finds a driving Romano Thompson for the layup as time expires in the first half. Oh, what a finish for the Thunderbirds. They'll take a 24-21 lead into halftime. An incredible finish here at Baraboo High School through the first half. John Gunnell is speechless.
I didn't know if we were still on the air. Heck of a first half, though.
Sure was. So the T-Birds led by as many as 8 on a couple occasions, and the Beavers, I believe, led by 6 at one point. But the T-Birds were able to take that punch and counterpunch and take a 24-21 lead into the locker room. Incredible end to the first half with the T-Birds scoring a quick 5 points in the final seconds. We'll talk about what happened in the first half and run down all the first half statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Wind chills well below zero with a low of 0 to 5 above. and mostly sunny for the weekend. High temps in the mid-teens. Again, wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week. Highs closer to 20 and partly sunny. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 16.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score is Baraboo 24, Reedsburg 21. It's my pleasure to turn it over to John Gannell for our first half stats.
Well, first for the Reedsburg Beavers, they are led so far tonight by Alex Southworth, who has 9 points. Bo Bester has added 5 for the Beavers. Lincoln Benish, 3. And Danny Pickle and Winston Alonzo have each added a basket as well. No free throws for Reedsburg in the first half. For the Thunderbirds, they're led so far tonight by Dan Olson, who's leading all scorers with 14 points. Tanner Geckerman and Carter Rives have added 3s for the Thunderbirds. Isaiah Romano-Thomas finished the half with a basket. He has 2 points. And Alex Hannigan and Bear Lefebvre have 1 point apiece for the Thunderbirds.
Now, if we're doing, you know, the hard math here, so Dan Olson with 14 points out of 24, that's a high percentage of
that
the T-Birds' offensive output.
It is. It's like 56%.
More than half, anyway. We aren't math wizards, as you might be able to tell.
I'm just guesstimating.
So for folks who just joined us, my name is Ben Bromley. Happy to be joined by John Gannell. The Thunderbirds were in control early in the first half. They led by 8 points on a couple different occasions. The Beavers turned things around, not only erased that lead, but took a six-point lead at one point before the T-Birds responded, not only tying up the game at 19, but scoring the final 5 points of the half to take this 24-21 lead. It was a low-scoring first half. John, it seemed like both teams had open looks that just weren't dropping.
Well, there were a lot of turnovers, and there were a lot of, you know, like sloppy plays on both ends, you know. But I think that in a game like this, you're going to see that. You know, it took a little while for teams to get off on the board, and you know, like you said, the Thunderbirds got out to a couple of leads. Reedsburg came back, closed the gap pretty quick, and Thunderbirds luckily went on a little bit of a run there at the end of the first half to go up by 3.